Thank you for joining us at the City Light International Assembly. We're a church committed to raising lights and maximizing lives. This is a special ministration by Pastor Lan and Jiwala. It is our prayer that you be richly blessed. And now the word.
So I want to quickly introduce the topic for the week, for the month, and then we'll take communion and then we'll end. Quickly, a few minutes. So the theme for this month is Holy Spirit power. Everybody say Holy Spirit power. Everybody say that. Say Holy Spirit power. I want to introduce you to something. And I said, that's what convinced me. That's what convinced me about Christianity. It wasn't the intellectual whatever. It was my experience that convinced me. In 1 Corinthians 12:1, Paul said, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1, he said, now concerning spirituals. Now concerning spirituals. The NIV says spiritual gifts, but that's a wrong translation. The KJV will tell you that it's wrong because they put gift in what? A bracket. When they put it in bracket, it means that it was not in the original language. Okay? He just added it there to make it work. So, the word there is pneumaticon. Things of the spirit. It wasn't about gifts. Now concerning things that are of and pertaining to the spirit. I don't want you to be ignorant. Amplified will probably give us let's see. You know, sometimes. So that's why something you have to study a little bit. There's Bible reader, there's Bible study. Good. Now about, someone's not using it. The special endowment of supernatural energy. I do not want to be misinformed. That's not it. Because the word gift is charisma. But it's not, there's no charisma in that place. Maybe you can find me a better translation that got it. You know, the correct thing, the spiritual. That's the word is pneumaticon. Things of the spirit. Everybody say things of the spirit. Things that pertain to the Holy Spirit. Not correct. So, Pastor, why are you challenging all these translators? Yeah, because I study Greek, amen. And I study the Bible. So good, better. Now I want to talk about now is how the various ways God's Spirit gets worked into our life. This is complex and often misunderstood. So he's talking about the original Greek is now concerning things that are off and pertaining to the spirit. Everybody say things that are off and what? Pertaining. Good! They are beginning to get it. About what? Matters of the spirit. It's not gift. About matters of the spirit, brothers. I don't want to be unaware. So, anyway, so you all got it. Paul said there's ignorance about things of the spirit. And I don't want you to be ignorant. And people are not aware of spiritual stuff. They're not aware of this Holy Spirit kind of things. They are ignorant of it. Or like the other translation says, they are misinformed. Everybody say misinformed. About things of the spirit. But Paul said, I don't want you to be unaware. I don't want you to be misinformed. And I don't want you to be ignorant. When you are ignorant about things of the spirit, these are some of the things that will happen to you. Number one, you will be skeptical. Everybody say skeptical. That's for you. You'll be skeptical. Secondly, if you are unaware or ignorant or misinformed about things of the spirit, you will be afraid. Are you listening? When it comes to spiritual stuff. And then number three, which is probably the worst, is when you are unaware, we don't know how the spiritual things work, you live only by your mental and physical abilities. Become limited. This is what I want to tell you guys. We have to learn about how the spirit works. There are some things that you want to do. You want to do it, but There are dreams, ambitions you have. You want to do it. But your ability can never get it done. No, you can never achieve it. Some people's dreams are bigger than their capabilities. 2 Corinthians 3 verse 5. Paul acknowledges that. He said, not that we are competent or sufficient, as the translation says. 2 Corinthians 3 verse 5. Not that we are competent in ourselves to claim anything in ourselves, but our what? Our competence comes from God. A translation, the KJV says, not that we're sufficient or fit. Yeah, I love that one. The Amplified. Not that we are fit, qualified, and sufficient in ability of ourselves to form personal judgment or to claim or count anything as coming from us, but our power and ability and sufficiency are from God. Verse 6. He who has qualified us, making us fit and worthy and sufficient as ministers and dispensers of a new covenant of salvation through Jesus Christ, not of the letter of the Spirit or the Spirit, for the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Amen. So, everybody say competency. There are some things that I see myself, I see God telling me to do, and the first reality that dawns on me, that hits me, is that I am perennially unqualified for it. I don't have the ability to do it. But then something just comes. Amen. You know the ways of the Spirit. I remember I was chatting with, somebody here. Was it Pastor Omo? When I was in Abuja, we were chatting on WhatsApp. And, so they had received me, like I showed you earlier, like this huge reception. So, then the next thing, I told him, I'm going to preach the next day. You know, when you are received that way, you have to preach your... You can't just come there and say 2 + 2 = 2. So I was chatting with, I think it was you. Yeah, I was chatting. I said, now, Pastor Lai, I showed him pictures of the different, all the things that they've done. They had my name customized into the house coat. They sew my name to a brand new house coat. I have it at home now. Pastor Lai. They had pictures of my family, my wife and I, in the living room, in the bedroom. They put it all over there. So when I entered the place, it was like my house. So when I saw that, I was like, okay, oh Lord. So I told Pastor, I said, I'm calling on the God of Isaac, the God of Abraham, the God of all the gods, whatever, that he has to show up tomorrow. Send a fire from heaven. In other words, I have said that I felt so incapable. I was like, how am I going to do this? But you know what happens when you feel like that and you step out, something comes on you and it's not you anymore. I love watching superhero movies. Those are the things that take me to the movies. Amen. I still watch, before I left, we watch Civil War. How many of you have seen Civil War? Captain America, you know, and the Avengers, like the fight and all that. And if you check my Netflix, you'll see it's Daredevil, it's all those things. It's Marvel stuff. That's how I entertain myself and relax. But you know why? I've always loved that. Even from time. Even when they were just comics. Just comics. In those days, those Marvel comics in the 80s, you know. Why? Because there's just this thing of somebody who is ordinary, do you get it? Runs into a place. Many of you remember the thing. You know the thing? He will just put the ring together and then he will come out like that. Do your thing. But you know it, he has some new powers, amen. So or Spider-Man just goes and and the next thing is flying and all that, and then it's Peter Parker, what's his name? Later everybody can beat him up and all that. So that's, I fed myself with that growing up. So there's just, I always had that desire that this man that everybody sees, is it possible for him to take on something that turns him into what? A Superman. Amen. But as I became a Christian and I began to study, I discovered that that is exactly the case. That is the case. Those things are glimpses into how God wants to work in our lives. We are Peter Parkers. Amen. You get it? But, or we are Clark Kent or whatever. But, you get us, we get into a particular place, we come out, and then we come out and we are different. And we can do things beyond ourselves. So as I began to study the Bible, I discovered that the person, there was a power that when it came upon humans, it raises them to the realm of God. Hallelujah. Is somebody following me? That when it came upon humans, they just get raised up to what? To the realm of God. Either in physical capabilities or in what? Wisdom. Do you get it? Let me read a little and then we'll take the communion and then we'll take it from there. Let's start from Genesis 41, 38, quickly. Genesis 41, verse 38. Let's just do a little. Genesis 41 and verse 38. So Pharaoh asked them, can we find anyone like this man in whom is the Spirit of God? He was talking about Joseph. They had a problem, a national problem. And then he had a dream. Nobody could interpret it. And this man came and interpreted the dream. And he said, can we find anyone like this in whom is the Spirit of God? Verse 39. Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, since God has made all this known to you, there's no one as discerning and wise as you. You shall be in charge of my palace, and my people are to submit to your orders. Only with respect to the throne will I be greater than you. In other words, I'll be a figurehead. Amen. With the authority, but I'm giving you the entire authority. I put you in charge of the whole land of Egypt. So there was an expression of something through the man that the ruler of the greatest nation on earth then recognized and put him in charge. Listen, by the time you begin to understand how the Spirit works, you will sit in boardrooms and you will make a statement and they will put you in charge. You're not saying amen. You know there's a problem with this city right now, the violent problem. And there are many solutions people are preferring. But there's a key solution that people don't know. Only God knows it. People only have conjectures and ideas. But somebody in this place, God can give you that solution. And you'll be the one that will solve it for this city. That's what the Spirit of God does. Are you listening? The man put on something. He was a prisoner. He just put on something. And then by the time he talked to Pharaoh, he was talking. They were seeing God in him. Amen. Numbers 27 verse 18. The Lord said to Moses. 27 verse 18. The Lord said to Moses, take Joshua the son of Nun, a man in whom is the Spirit, and lay your hands on him. Have him stand before Eleazar the priest and the entire assembly and commission him in their presence. Give him some of your authority so the whole Israelite community will obey him. So Joshua, then, you know, what do you call it? And then in, I think Deuteronomy 27 verse 8 or so. He said 27 something verse 8. He says, and Joshua, somewhere there was in verse 18. Somebody found him. He said, and Moses had laid his hand upon Joshua and the whole of Israel submitted to him. He had the spirit of wisdom. So there was something that was transferred to Joshua that made him to be able to lead Israel to conquer Jericho and all that. That's the force I'm talking about. That thing that you put on and you become Superman. The Spirit of God. Amen. Everybody say the Spirit of God. You all know about Samson, right? For example, let me even talk about building. For example, when we are building this building, when we're building this building, there was a spirit that came upon us to do that thing. That spirit has left. Amen. I'm serious, because sometimes I see that brick thing over there. I look at it and it's so hard. They broke it. I look at it every day. We have one leaking room over there. And I just look at that like, in the days of the construction. In the days when we're doing those constructions, there was something that came upon us. Building friends and organ. I mean, I'm telling you, that thing has gone. We have to. But it was a special anointing that came for the season to get the thing done. Amen. We became like Superman. I mean, I'm telling you, we're seeing things. Do you know that we built this wall ourselves? Can you believe that? We were putting doors in. We're doing drywall. Hold this. I can't even imagine doing those things anymore. I don't even feel I can do it. There was something that just came to get it done. It was the Spirit of God. Amen. Exodus 31 verse 3 says, I feel them. Talking about Bezalel. If you go to verse 2. He says, see, I've chosen Bezalel, son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and I've filled him with the Spirit of God, with skill, with ability and knowledge in all kinds of crafts, to make artistic designs for work in gold, silver, and bronze, to cut out and set stones, to work in wood and drywall, and to engage in what? All kinds of what? Craftsmanship. You know why God gave him? Because they were going to build that tabernacle. That's why God gave him that anointing. That anointing can come upon you. I'm telling you, it came upon us. We look at some things that looked like you can't solve another with some YouTube videos and whatever. In fact, sometimes some of them came inspirationally. Amen. Like the theory of automatic alignment. Inside, that's an inside joke, sorry. That was Joe, you know. We're putting this up like, let's use, you know, plumb and all that process. Joe said, don't worry, it's automatically aligned. Hallelujah. But there was something on us. Something we spent all night. Remember the night we were putting up the green room here, all the, what do you call it? The tiles there. We had never done it before. To even put it together, we had to. But before you know it, we're there. And Miriam was there. She was encouraging us. She was lying down and all that. Joanna, putting it up. Those things are there right now. What about electricity? The one we're doing the low voltage wiring of this place. There was an anointing. The spirit that comes upon you, and you find yourself operating like Superman. Amen. Judges 14:6, and I will give you two more and I will stop. This one and another one, and then I will stop. I will continue next week. Judges 14 verse 6. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him in power, so that he tore the lion apart with his bare hands, like he might have torn a young goat. I don't know if you can tear a young goat with your hand. But this guy, and he didn't even tell his father or his mother what he had done. I imagine I was going and the lion ran. Continue. Just one of those things. I'm telling you, when that thing comes on you, there are things that begin to happen through your life that people will say, how is that even happening? For example, I feel a very strong anointing for unity. Like, bringing people together and doing stuff. When I was in Nigeria, they told me so. They said, Abuja is a special case. That's what they said. They said, Pastor, this is not Lagos. That in Lagos, pastors hate each other and they fight. But in Abuja, it is silent killing. they just don't talk to each other. You live in Abuja. They said, that's what happened. So he said, it's not Lagos, because we didn't start calling Lagos and all that. He said, that's the way it is. Then there was a particular person, they said, that person will not
Oh, thank you. You are in Nigeria.
Said that person will never come out. He will never. I just said very humbly, I said, I think I have an anointing for people to feel comfortable when I'm around, no matter who they are. So after the event, and everybody saw what happened, they're like, you know, this thing that you did, I didn't do nothing. There was something that came on me. Amen. I could talk to anyone and move whatever. When it comes on you, it gets done. Do you get it? It just gets done. But then after you've done the work done, the thing will disappear. You become Clark Kent again. And everybody can knock you on the head. Amen. Some people think that I'm eloquent, that I can talk. You meet me when I'm not on the pulpit. You know what I'm saying? And I'm sitting down or whatever. And you see how much I stammer. I won't even know what to discuss with you. Except when I'm preaching or doing whatever. You see, I mean, I'll be quiet. I'll go, oh, you'll be talking. Oh, amen. Oh, yes. That's great. That's powerful. Yes. Okay. Nice. Wow. Okay. Yes. That's all I do. But get me in front of an audience. Something comes. Amen. And then I can't stop. And people have to pray for me to stop, like you are praying right now. Let me give you the last one. Everybody say there's an anointing. Say there's Holy Ghost power. The Holy Spirit power. That when it comes upon the person will begin to do superhuman things. Hallelujah. Everybody say superhuman things. Woo! So they were all those mighty men of David and all that. They did mighty things. They said there was one guy. I mean, you should go and read those things. It's like Marvel. Said this guy was fighting. He was a left-handed. Left-handed guy was fighting and fighting. And there were so many people surrounding him. They said he fought so much, his hand cleaved to the sword. And then it... killing! By the time he was through, all kinds of stories like that. Something comes on them. And then they begin to do superhuman things. Same thing. Solomon, the wisdom came on him. The moment the wisdom came on him, suddenly he began to build things and all that. People came. Queen of Sheba came and fell down flat. They said she fell down. Like she lost. She had no spirit when she saw the wisdom of Solomon and the way everything was arranged. Paul, Peter, all those people. Peter was timid, afraid, denied Jesus. They said when the spirit came on him, he began to preach. He said, men and brethren, the timid guy was no longer timid. There is something. Amen. So we need to learn the spirit part. So this month, tell all your friends, everybody, I'm going to teach you about spirituals. Amen. And then the last Friday of this month, we're going to have our Holy Ghost night. Amen. We're going to have demonstrations. But you will demonstrate. Amen. You'll be demonstrating it outside. Supernatural abilities to get things done. For your life, for your calling, for your business, for your family, for the city. Supernatural abilities in boardrooms. Supernatural abilities in everywhere. Amen. Power of the Holy Ghost. Are you ready for it? Let's rise up on our feet right now. Hallelujah. That's what we're doing this morning. Everybody say Holy Spirit power. Holy Spirit power. One day it's going to come upon me and I will sink. That's going to be really super. And I will sing. And you will think it's somebody else singing. Like an angel singing. Amen. Guys, are you looking at me? Look up, look up. Everybody say money. Say money. There's an anointing for money. Come on, say there's power for money. I've seen people who have that anointing. I've seen people who have it. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 18. It's like businesses just start around them. Ideas just come. they have it. It's an endowment. And these people, they either grew up in poverty. Naturally, they can't explain it. But that thing comes on them. The next thing, they are generating millions and billions. I've met some of them like that. Remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you what? The ability to what? To produce wealth. Or the power to produce wealth. I'm telling you, guys, some of you have been trying to do what you are supposed to do supernaturally, naturally. You have been trying to work in your own competence to do what can only be done with supernatural competence. This month, I want you to turn to your supernatural competence. Amen! So that you can do things beyond yourself. I'm enjoying it right now. I'm doing things beyond myself. I'm seeing books going around donations. I'm seeing people sending me things that I read your book. Somebody told me, you know, this last week, I read your book and God called me to go to the north. Somebody moving from Kenya to Ethiopia. Went there, they arrested him. Some months, some weeks ago, went to Ethiopia. When he came back, they arrested him. They called me. They said they arrested him. But then they released him. But he's called into that. I'm talking about things happening all around. I'm getting into places and things are opening up. And people are lining up and things are happening. I can't do those things by myself. But the same anointing is on you too. Some things are going to open up for you that you are not qualified for. You are going to find yourself standing in some places and looking at your mouth and say, who is talking? Amen. And people are going to say, who is this person? This person doesn't look like any, doesn't like you have any pedigree or whatever. But there is a spirit in man. And the inspiration of the Almighty gives him understanding. There's a spirit that comes upon you that opens up things you don't qualify for, that gives you ability you don't have in yourself, and that causes things to fall and things to align themselves that will not normally align themselves. That's what we're talking about. Lift your hands and pray to God and ask Him.
Thanks again for joining us. Remember James 1:22, which urges us to not only be hearers, but also doers of the word. This message and more can be found on the web at www.thecitylight.org.